Hey, friends!
Hi, guys!
It's a time for another episode of Black Girls Laughing!
Intro music.
Should we get new intro music? Because it's like a new year soon.
We need more music in general.
In general, like new, yeah, we do.
More better. We need more better.
All right, so hey, musicians, are you listening? You should send us your music, because, you know, we get a lot of listens, and it would be really dope to have you be a part of our show. So, like, I don't know, send your, you know, tracks to blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com, and you could be featured in the next episode.
Yeah, and, like, maybe the next few episodes for, like, ever. Yeah. I'm looking for a track remix of, like, I don't know, Mary Poppins? I don't
know, something. Mary, what? What? Like, Supercalifragilist?
Sure, why not? Why not?
It was, like, a year ago when they had that, like, Trappist song. Remember that thing that was, like, trending on Twitter? It was, like, turning a kids' bop song into trap music.
But you said last year, and I'm sitting here looking like, I still look for that stuff every day on the internet, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I did one. It was Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Listen, they were all so good. Every single one of them. But yeah, send us a song. Send us some songs so we can have new intro music. And I know we've been talking about how we're trying to get new things for everything. Brittany doesn't know this, but if you go on our website right now, it already looks different. So, new things are coming. New things are happening. So be a part of the new of Black Girls Laughing.
Yeah, and next episode will officially be our 1 year anniversary. So we need to, like, again, please, people, first thing you should do when you're listening to this, you're on your phone right now, because we know that all you guys listen to us on your iPhones. You should right now send us just a shout out and tell us how many episodes you've listened to.
Yeah.
If you've listened to all 30, maybe there's a prize.
What?
Let me think about that.
That would be cool. Or, like, tell us, I don't know, your favorite snippet. Or, like, I was talking to a friend that listens to our podcast and was like, you have really great one-liners. And I'm like, yeah, Brittany and I are, like, the queen of, like, one-line zingers that we don't think about. We just open our mouth and then we're both like, damn, that was great.
Just spitballing genius all day. Spitballing genius. This is what we do.
So, like, let us know, I don't know, when we said something that made you laugh or something that made you go, yeah, let me upgrade my life or do something different or get rid of this toxic friend or, I don't know, just tell us what you like about us. We like a lot, everything about all of you, so.
Did we hip you to something you didn't know about?
Yeah.
Did you start listening to Steven Universe when we started talking about it? Do you, I don't know, I can't think of anything else that we talked about, but let's be real corny. What made you giggle? What made you cackle? And what made you roar?
All I can think about is the girl that said that was so corny. If she listens, she's going to be like, remember that one time you guys changed Giggle Cackle Roar and I said it was corny before you changed it? And I'll be like, yeah, you kind of hurt our feelings, but also thank you for the feedback. We appreciate it.
You know what? The girl that said that it was corny, please, you are anonymous in a survey. Reveal yourself. We want to give you some love. Because you know what? We need good critiques too. So, again, so this is an opportunity also shout out, please go onto iTunes and leave us a review. Let us know what you feel. Good, bad. I mean, I really want 5-star reviews, but you know, I'll take a 4. I ain't greedy.
Or if you're like, these girls go on hiatuses, I really want to like them. We get it. We've been talking about that too. And shout out to the person that tweeted us and was like, did the podcast stop? And I was like, no, Brittany was just moving across the country. We just dropped a new episode. I hope you listened. I hope you're sticking around because you're great. And thank you for reaching out to us.
And we're back now.
We are.
New attitude. And I had some technical glitches with this new setup last week. But I think it's going to be better. I still think that the show is going to be, like, again, productive friendships are my favorite thing in the world. And this friendship got real productive real fast. So, yay. And you guys get a show to listen to. So if you're enjoying it, please let us know. If you want something new, if you have ideas, we want to hear them. We really do. We want to make it better for y'all because we do it for you guys. I mean, and for our friendship because it's really nice to talk to my friend. But
yeah, friendship.
So, let's get into the John, I guess.
Yeah, let's get it popping. Do you me you?
You start it off. Go for it.
So my first thing is, so hopefully most of you listening have already seen the great, great movie. Probably one of my favorite, like, real comedies. And by real comedy, I mean you laugh the entire time, but they talk about some real ass shit. Is Dear White People. So Dear White People, fantastic movie. Came out in 2015? Was it that long ago? No, 2014. Holy crap, it's been that long? Anyway.
Wow.
Dear White People came out in 2014. Hopefully you saw it. Hopefully you saw it with some of your white friends. Hopefully some of your white friends saw it without you because they saw the title and was like, oh, this is for me? About me? What is this about? The movie was great, and it was picked up as a Netflix series. If you know, Netflix is really great at, like, picking up your favorite things that people have neglected. I'm looking at you, Series of Unfortunate Events, and making it into a television series because a lot of stories that are in a movie, you never get to see the full character development, or you don't get to actually go through the emotional roller coaster that is something that would be the experience of black kids in race relations in college, which is a never-ending conversation, a never-ending issue. So now it's going to be a TV series, and you know, we're in the midst of Trump's America, so despite the fact that conservatives and Trump supporters like to say that they aren't special snowflakes that need special places and safe spaces, they're really offended by this movie and TV show, Dear White People, to the point where they're now boycotting Netflix and getting rid of their accounts because Dear White People promotes white genocide. Which, white
genocide.
What a concept. It promotes, people have been saying it promotes racism and white genocide. So, they're deleting their accounts. Some people are not really good at it. At screenshotting deleting their account because they've been including their email address in the screenshot that they're taking of deleting their account and posting it on Twitter. And I've seen everywhere from people getting doxxed, which I don't promote. I don't think anyone should have their, like, physical locations or safety threatened via the internet. But then, you know, I've seen someone take that person's email address and their name and then give a donation in their honor to Planned Parenthood or the ACLU, which is absolutely hysterical to me because that's like my new favorite way of trolling trolls is when you get their information and you're just like, hey, I'm going to give money to this organization that you talk crap on in your name. I hope you enjoy the mailing list that you are now on. So yeah, I mean, this boycott is stupid. I mean, boycott real things, like the sad state of the Department of Education. Boycott that.
You know, defund Apple by boycotting Wells Fargo and Bank of America and banks that are, you know, going to, that are supporting the Access Pipeline that's going to, you know, inevitably ruin our water. You know, boycott, you know, we'll keep on boycotting Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Like everyone's been doing. That's good boycotting.
Like, here's, like, taking the time. I hope that the time that you're spending now watching Netflix, you're doing something important, like ensuring...
Reading a book.
Yeah, like, since you don't read now, like, maybe reading... You can start. You can start. You can start reading. What a crazy concept. But, you know, they don't need safe spaces. They're not special snowflakes. They're not...
But they cry like snowflakes all the time.
They're not easily offended. They don't want this PC BS. Ever. So, dear white people... You're so sad. You're so sad. Sad. And that's all I have to say.
I just want to add, everyone needs to go and read Justin Simeon, who wrote Dear White People. He has this Medium article out right now where he talks about why he named Dear White People, Dear White People. And he really breaks down all of the different things from his life as a student through some of the books, all of the books that he's read about black people and college and schools, and like this book about why do all the black kids sit together in at the cafeteria, which is a book that I remember my mother was on the school board at the school I went to, and they all had to read that because I was bused into an all white school, so they had to read this book because that was an actual reality, which is a reality in, you know, many campuses across the country, at all ages. And he just really like breaks down like his life, his self-doubt as being a chubby black gay boy living in the South to actually going into these white institutions and the realities that he lived in. And I don't know, it gives, and then also just like citing the actual incidences that are written in this film and will also be portrayed in this Netflix show of white kids losing their damn minds in college. How many people have gone to a pimps and hoes party at your college and it turns into a mocking black people party? Because pimps and hoes and black people go hand in hand, you know, because that stereotype is just spot on. I mean, it's a real issue, and some people need to get checked, and that's why it's called Dear White People, because y'all need to listen. Simple as that. Simple as that.
Beginning, middle, and end.
I got that link for us, so we can share it with our lovely people. Boom. Okay. What else we want to talk about?
Well, I feel like we would be silly to not talk about the fact that tonight is the Grammys.
Yes. It's Lemonade, better win all the things.
Right, for everything. So, we'll be live tweeting it. I mean, this is going to come out after the Grammys happen, but the Grammys are happening. Predictions?
Well, let's just say what we want to happen, and let's pretend that it's tomorrow, and it's the day that everyone's listening to this, so they've already seen the Grammys. What do we think happened? Who did something political? Who won? What do we think is going to happen? Who's going to be the best dress? Who's going to be the worst dress? Give me your predictions.
So I don't know who's actually doing any of the live performances, so I don't know if I can predict who's going to be political in their performance. I think that I think we're going to be upset with Album of the Year. I think we're going to get a huge upset handed to us. And I think freaking Justin freaking Bieber is going to win.
No!
Yeah, I think we're going to be really pissed and that's what's going to happen.
What? You're going to give it to him for copying Black Sound instead of a black person who's doing Black Sound?
Well, does it look like I'm sitting here and I want to give it to him? I just think we're going to be really upset. So I'm like mentally preparing myself. And I hope I come back and I listen to this episode and I'm like, ha, girl, you was wrong. Everything happened. Your skin is glowing. Your vision is 2020. Beyonce won every award that she was nominated for. World peace has happened. You're eating a large pizza in your room. And living your best life. Best new artist? I mean, I would like Chance the Rapper to win. I think he has a pretty good shot.
He does have a good shot.
Best pop solo performance? Oh, see, this is really hard. I love Bae. I do. I love her so much. But that Piece by Piece idol performance from Kelly Clarkson was so good. Like, so good. Like, I've cried every time I've watched it. Like, okay. I watched it when it first happened. I came back to it. I cried again. I came back to it this past week and cried again. It's so good. And she's, like, super pregnant when she's singing it. And it's about her dad walking out on her, but about how her husband will, like, take care of her and her kids because he's reteaching her and her family that a father can be good and a father can stay. And I'm like sobbing, like getting really emo just talking about it right now. So I would be really okay and like really happy if she won that. Obviously I'd scream my head off if Bae won, but especially when you like reread the history of the last time Kelly Clarkson in like 2006 when she won a bunch of Grammys and she thought that she had cancer because doctors like mixed up her test results with someone else. So she spent the whole day thinking like, oh, I have cancer and I just won a Grammy. So like my life is probably ending now. And now she doesn't have cancer and I hope she can win a Grammy and like have a clear mind and just win a Grammy and be happy about that and not like, my life is falling apart, but I won this award. So that's the long version of that. Best pop duo. I mean, if Rihanna or Sia win, I'm happy with that. Traditional pop vocal album, I don't listen to that. Best pop vocal album. I would love if Sia won or Adele won, but I think
what is traditional pop vocal album?
I don't know, but I see Barbara Streisand, so like I'm rooting for her.
Well, yeah, I mean I don't dislike anyone on here. Bob Dylan's probably gonna win. Willie Nelson, But I was like, Josh Groban?
I know.
Like, what makes it traditional? Just, like, super white?
I mean, from the list, yes.
Okay.
I want Sia or Adele to win Best Vocal Pop Vocal Album, but I think it's going to be Ariana Grande or Justin Bieber, which is annoying, but whatever.
I don't know. A lot of old white people do it, so I think it's not... I feel like Adele's going to be taking those.
I want Sia to win. Sia has been writing and singing...
Forever. Yes.
Like, I'm glad that she's finally getting her shine now, so I really want her to win. Because, I mean, she's been writing. She writes for all of these people she's nominated against. She's written some of your favorite hits that they've ever sang. So, like, give the girl her credit, too. Dance recording, I don't know any of these, but I know that people freaking love the Chainsmokers, so I'm just gonna assume that they're gonna win.
Okay. Yeah, I'm, like, looking at this, I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah, I don't know anything for dance or electronic, so don't ask me. Or contemporary, I don't know. Rock performance, I mean... Like, how are you gonna put David Bowie, Beyonce, and Alabama Shakes in the same category and try and make me choose? I'm skipping that. I plead the fifth.
It's gonna end up being 21 Pilots. That's the people that people like right now.
I mean,
that's on that rock What, Korn had an album?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't know.
Oh, snap. I hope Korn wins Best Metal Performance.
Yeah, I don't know anything about metal. Rock. For the rock performance or the rock song, I just hope it's not Radiohead, because I don't like Radiohead. And I,
same.
You can come for me all you want. I don't like Radiohead. I have never really liked them.
Blink 182 had an album out this year.
Yeah, but it's not the original member, so that's not real Blink 182. Oh. That's like Blink 184. Oh,
okay, never mind.
That's Blink 184 to me. If you talk to me.
Weezer had a new album.
Yeah,
where have I been?
That's what I was thinking too, because I didn't know that. But I loved Death of a Bachelor, Panic at the Disco. It was Brendon Urie all by himself because everyone has left Panic at the Disco, and now he is the one solid person still panicking at the disco. And that album...
He's got a great voice, so that's great. Yeah. He could be on his own.
He did a great job. Wait. Alternative. Bon Iver had a new album?
Again, like... I've been missing it.
Iggy Pop had a new album? What if that...
Exactly!
Whoops.
I've been so dialed in on Black that I've like missed my old face.
Yeah, I've been listening to like Solange and Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and then nothing but K-pop. That's been my discography for like the last this summer?
Yeah, for the past year. For the past year. It's been just not. So many. I'm gonna go listen to all these albums. I'm adding it to my Apple Music right now.
So you can know what's up. And,
yeah. So I can at least know what my old faves from high school have been doing since I decided that, you know, I don't care about them right now.
I mean, best R&B. If Solange does not win that for Cranes in the Sky, we will fight.
Yeah. No. It's like, did you listen? Like
traditional R&B. Okay. Oh, Jill Scott.
Well, see, but what is what does traditional mean? Again, this traditional thing. It's like, so the people that are more gospely get best traditional R&B performance. And then if you're trying to like push it forward in some way, you get to be in R&B performance. Like, how is this stuff sliced and diced?
I don't know, because I don't think of Layla Hathaway as more gospely.
Yeah, I just saw Fantasia, and I said
I don't know. R&B song? I don't know any of these. Is Kiss It Better the Rihanna song?
I think so.
Huh. Well, that's the only one. I think I know Come and See Me. Because I see Drake. I don't like Party Next Door, so not that one. Urban Contemporary album. I mean,
Beyonce. Lemonade by, like, it's done.
R&B like, sorry, album.
Rihanna. Anti was great, but it ain't winning it today.
I mean, R&B album. I love Layla Hathaway, so I'm going to go with her live. Best rap performance. Panda's winning that. Like, no matter who you want to win it, Panda's winning.
Really?
Yeah, that song was everywhere. On Vine before it died, on Tumblr, on how many memes were made from that song. Even his Timmy Turner song, like, help people find Panda. The designer's winning that.
Okay, well, I think Chance the Rapper's gonna win it. But I would want it to be All the Way Up, because that's just my jam. Well, we have a revenue pacing meeting every week at my job, and I'm in charge of picking the music for it, and that's definitely on my mix. Imagine. I was like, you're giving me that duty? Okay, it's about to change.
Rap song performance, obviously I want Freedom to win, but I also wouldn't be surprised if Hotline Bling for some nasty, disgusting reason won. And
Ultralight Beam was the shit though. That's the one that should win.
That was the only song I liked from The Life of Pablo. I'm not gonna say that too loud before someone comes at me, but
yeah, I mean, because I'm about to like come through the Skype right now, but Ultralight Beam is the best one.
That's the only
like,
song.
I listen to that just to go to church on the regs.
That's a good song. It's a really good song. I wish that any of the other songs held a candle to that song on that album. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Moving on to best rap song. I mean, Dang. Whew. I don't know, dude. I feel like Hotline Bling is going to win all of these, and I'm going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
Views is winning. Drake is beating Kanye for best rap album. Or Chance the Rapper.
I'm thinking Coloring Book. Coloring Book is going to do it.
Either at the end of the day, Kanye is not winning.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever going to show up.
Yeah, I would be interested to see.
Because that will be a big deal. Because, you know, he's been going through all his dramas. And, yeah, okay, then country, I have no idea on any
why of this. Why isn't, this. Why isn't Beyonce? I'm confused. Where is Beyonce's country nomination?
That's a good question.
I'm really confused. Were they sick that day?
Did they not hear Daddy's Lessons? Like, that's like a...
That's the...
Like, not even the one with the Dixie Chicks? Like,
she was on CMT Awards. Like, clearly they were sleeping and forgot to nominate that song. And then, after this, is country, and then awards that have already... A lot of awards that have already been given out.
They don't even make it to the real ones.
What's the musical theater ones? I know they're somewhere. Have they already been given out? Kirk Franklin pretty much killed the gospel game. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, he's back. I mean, yeah.
I mean, in my heart, he never left, despite the fact that he's problematic my entire... Church.
But those songs.
Church childhood.
But those songs.
Yeah. It's like Fred.
Glory, hallelujah.
Fred Hammond. Kirk Franklin, KRS-One, since he became, like, a gospel rapper, which, like, what a transition. Yeah, I can't find
it. What is Best American Roots Song?
I don't know.
Like, what does that even mean?
Color Purple won for Best Musical Theater Album.
Great.
Makes
sense.
I'm confused. Was Hamilton not in the...
Last year it won It won live on stage. Like, they were performing, and then they went to the theater, and they were like, "Hey, guys, you won." And they were like, "Mom, we won."
Did I not watch...
won it last year.
Did I not watch the Grammys last year?
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I know I did.
Who knows what I was doing then? Probably...
Can we talk about some of these performances that are going to happen?
Yeah, who's performing? I don't know who's performing.
So Adele's performing. So I'm interested because, like, she's been having some issues with, like, pitchiness. Chance the Rapper and with Kirk Franklin will be performing. Lady Gaga and Metallica. I'm interested in what I think Lady Gaga might actually get political, because her politicalness during the Super Bowl was so muted. It was just like that, you know, too many, you know, when Marco Rubio is like congratulating you for not getting political, you know, you did something wrong. And so I think it's going to be her chance to like actually like take a stance, because if people need a encryption code on your politicalness, you're not doing it enough. You're actually losing. So I hope she has to go for it. If they don't, she doesn't go for it, I'm going to have to like say goodbye. So she's going to be canceled for a little while. Bruno Mars is performing, and I'm just so interested in his wholeness, because I don't like him at all.
Me neither.
I don't know why. Like, that is just for the whites and the old and like and my mama. Like, and that's it.
And people love him. People love him so much.
I can't stand Uptown Funk. That new song is terrible. Just stop. They're also doing a 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever. So who's going to be in that? I don't know. A Tribe Called Quest is performing with Anderson .Paak.
Yay!
Katy Perry's doing a new song.
Oh.
And The Weeknd is going to be with Daft Punk.
I don't dislike The Weeknd. I just don't like The Weeknd.
I don't feel him.
He's not for me, is what I will say.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've talked enough about the Grammys.
Me too. Those are my predictions. You all got to hear my predictions. I'm sure I will be wrong about a good lot of them, which is okay. For some of them, I hope I'm very wrong. For other ones, I'm mentally prepared to be right and be upset. I don't think the Grammys are ready for me to be right about some of the things I said, on a social media, management level.
Oh, I'm interested. Yeah. I mean, the Grammys are like only like a step or two above the NFL in terms of profiting off of black bodies, but not wanting to give them enough credit for the work that they do. So I have very, very, very low hopes for this. It's not like the SAG Awards that were very, very black, and hopefully the way that things are going, you know, things have been going in terms of film and television, music is definitely behind. They will make money off of black people all day, but will they give them all the props they deserve? Hell no. Cite Macklemore winning 2 years ago. Anyways.
I forgot about that before. What's a Macklemore? I don't know what that is.
He just fell off. I think Ryan Lewis is dead. Like, we all missed it. It doesn't matter.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
No. So, there's two things I want to bring up for the John. One's real quick. So, Marley Diaz, who did 1,000 Black Girl Books, the cutie pie that was like, why do all books have to be about, all kids' books have to be about a white boy and a dog? Why can't I be featured and centered in the literature that I'm reading at my young age of 10, 11, 12? Well, she has just got a publishing deal with Scholastic Books, which, you know, makes all the books that I read as a kid. I don't know who else is a publisher of kids' books, like them and Penguin. Like, that's about it. And she's making an activism guide for kids, because she took a stand, she did some great work, and she wants to inspire even more kids to do good work. So, I just love the babies. Yay, the babies. Thank you, babies, for doing this. And then, have you been watching Saturday Night Live or seeing the clips? I haven't been watching it live, but have you been seeing the clips of Melissa McCarthy? Again, I don't like her movies, but I think she's a very talented comedian. Is what, you know, her in Bridesmaids was great. So she's been going out, and she just like appeared in last week's Saturday Night Live as Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
And she killed it. She killed it so much, and the GOP got all sad and was like, no, women shouldn't play men. That's terrible. Blah, blah, blah. We're a sexist beast. And so she came back again this past weekend. But then also, guess who? And like, Rosie O'Donnell really wants to play Steve Bannon, which would kill Trump. And I want that to happen so bad. It didn't happen this week, but I'm like hoping that next week we can get that to happen. Kate McKinnon played Jeff Sessions.
Oh, and God.
Oh my God, but she speared him so hard. She was like, oh, well, there's two type of crime, black and other. And I was like, shit, because it's true. Because that is how Jeff Sessions thinks. Just like laid out all his racism in like a 2 second little, she had like 4 lines, but she killed it as Jeff Sessions. And that southern little, I'm speaking in the back of my throat, I've got some marshmallows in my mouth kind of stuck. She just killed it.
Got some racism plugging my throat.
And then, so Trump hates that women are playing men and playing his administration. So they're doing this like thing with Leslie Jones where it's like a mockumentary of her and like her life as a performer and like her like dating this like skinny dude that's on this, some skinny white dude that's also a cast member on Saturday Night Live. And it's like kind of problematic. I don't know how I feel about the portrayal of her and like her being in it, because it almost feels like they're like the butt of the joke is just that she's a large black woman, so it's funny that she's dating a small white man. And that doesn't jive with me at all. But they did a second installment of it this past week where she is wanting to play Donald Trump. She's like, why can't I play Donald Trump? Wouldn't it be great if I, like, try? And so she's, like, practicing, like, trying to get her Donald Trump thing down. And then she goes and presents herself to Lorne Michaels, like, hey, what if I did this? And he says no, like, right off the bat, just shuts her down. And then she, like, kicks the people out of, like, the camera crew out of the room. And then she just, like, goes in on him, which is, like, a perfect Donald Trump impression, because that's what Donald Trump does, act like a child whenever someone says no to him. And it's beautiful, and I cannot, I mean, you know that the racists are already out. It was, like, a full bait for the most terrible part of the deplorables to show themselves, because, you know, you remember Milo and his beef with Leslie Jones over the summer because of the Ghostbusters film. So, you know, the whole world's been ablaze. But, like, I just love that they're just, like, stoking flames at the GOP and just, like, cry about it. Be a snowflake. Let us melt you right now. Here you go. Here's some fodder for you. So all of the deplorables have gone crazy. There was a kind of sexist, but only if you don't have a good sense of humor, Kate McKinnon being Kellyanne Conway. She did this music video, you know, it's Roxy from, like, Chicago, where she's Kellyanne Conway, and it's all about how she's gonna, like, take over the world because she's this blonde hoe. And it's... it's amazing. So this next one, it's like a Fatal Attraction, and, like, Jake Tapper from CNN has been like, Kellyanne Conway can't come on my show anymore because she's a lying person, and we can't have this lying person coming on telling, you know, this being a full propagandist on the news. And so they did, like, this whole, like, Fatal Attraction thing where she was doing, like, that full scene where Glenn... Is it Glenn Close? No. Who's in Fatal Attraction?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Some old blonde woman.
Surprise.
Where she's like surprising Michael Douglas in like his home. Like, they redo that scene and it's really, really good. She's like, maybe I'll do something crazy next time. And it looks like she's gonna kill herself. And she's like, maybe I'll do a full commercial for Ivanka Trump's line on, like, on air. He's like, no, don't do that. And, you know, she did that. So it's just been some really great, great comedy. And it's just been spearing at them. I just want to see some more black people doing some good, good comedy about Trump, because it's too good. It's too ripe for the picking. And I want to hear that. I want more of a black perspective, because you know those writers' rooms at SNL are very, very white, despite having some color on the cast. So, yeah, point me to the. I mean, I know it's out there. I've been seeing it on Facebook. I want it to just blow up more. So maybe we can share some good comedy, some, like, underground Facebook black comedy with our fans.
Yes.
on our social media, so you can see what they're doing out here. So that's all I want to talk about.
I'll have to, you know, catch up. We all know that I'm terrible at television, so I've been watching, surprisingly, The People versus O.J. Simpson. Because I don't want to be too behind the loop with that show. So I watched a big chunk of that this past week on Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. Which all I can picture is my dad saying Cuba as Cuba, because he would say Cuba Gooding Jr. instead of Cuba Gooding Jr. But... all I remember is the first time I heard him crying, I was like, oh, this is why he got the role of OJ. Because I forgot when that man movie cries, it's like so intense.
The manipulation, I've watched the first two episodes, and, like, I've been really digging Cuba Gooding Jr.'s performance, because the manipulation that he's like playing with in terms of like playing OJ has been is just like spectacular. And my I'm gonna save it for the cackle because my cackle is around this because like, we were watching it last night and there were just like two lines that were so funny and made me look up who this dude was. So we will talk about that.
Sounds when we get to the cackle. All right, moving on to I have a check it for this week. It's really quick, and it's almost like an ad, and I wish I was getting paid for it, but I'm not, and maybe one day I will. but, you know, in the face of everything, self-care is really important, and since about December, I've been really conscious of how I've been taking care of my skin, particularly my face. Whether it's, you know, washing your face at night, I've heard from multiple people that that's better to do, like actually using your face wash at night and just washing your face with water in the morning. So being really conscious of that, I moisturize so much throughout the day, especially in the winter, walking outside when the wind is whipping around, I mean, no matter how much water I drank, and if you know me, I drank so much water, like over 100 ounces every day. That doesn't matter. Your skin still gets really dry. So moisturizing a lot, being really conscious of that, being really conscious of your lips and how they get dried out. And like, you know, you could just be hanging out in sweatpants all day, but like your face feels good. You feel good. Just like you could be doing nothing all day, but if you fed yourself well or ate something green or drank a lot of water, you'll just feel better. So Brittany actually got me a some Korean face masks before she left, and they were really awesome. I really like them. I cannot for the life of me remember the brand of them right now. But once I remember them, because I've used them all already.
Girl, the ones you're about to talk about, I bought you those first. And then I didn't buy a present for my mom. And she was at my house. I was like, here you go, mom. And I bought the other ones later.
Dang, are you serious?
Yes. Well, you went home and never came back, so... And so gave away your present.
A girl had to go home. But these, I went and got myself some face masks because even though I don't have a job or shouldn't be spending money, I'm really adamant about taking care of myself. So I went to Ulta actually and bought a couple of these masks in person, and now I'll never do that again, knowing how many you can get for how cheap on Amazon. Holy crap.
Like $10 but for like a billion.
The Tony Moly I'm Real Sheet Face Masks. First of all, the packaging, like, I wish I was a beauty vlogger, just so I could make a vlog about how cute this packaging is. And, like, you know, I'm deep in the world of K-pop, so, like, all of my Instagram now are, like, the ads that pop up is something about Korean something, as if liking a type of music makes me the ambassador of all things Korean. Fact, it does not. But these face masks are so cute. They have so many different kinds on Amazon, which I'll link to in our show notes. You can get a pack of, like, what is it? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like... over 10 of them for $10.99. Mm-hmm. And they have one to, like, purify your skin, made with, like, milk. I just used the other day an aloe one for, like, moisturizing my face because I think that's really important. They have a red wine one, which is so cool. I actually ended up buying that one because I was hunting down and trying to buy all the ones that I could find in the store. At Ulta, they were $4, $3 to $4 a piece, which, again, for something like that, is still pretty cheap. But once you find them on Amazon for, like, over 10 of them for $10.99, it just makes more sense to do that. So I implore you to buy a face mask. I don't know. Check out Lush. Go to Ulta. Go to Sephora. And just take extra time in your day. It's really not much. If you shower at night, you can just wash your face at night. Put a face mask on while you're drinking a cup of tea in the evening. Put your face mask on while you're drinking your coffee in the morning. And see how, you know, the little cute packaging with broccoli on the front with the face mask that makes you look creepy for 20 minutes brightens your mood and brightens your face for the day. And maybe you're not happy on the inside, but they're really good at making you look happy on the outside. So I'll link to them. If you follow me on Instagram, I put usually in my story when I do a sheet mask, because who doesn't want to look like a serial killer in front of all of their Instagram friends?
Oh my god, I did the exact same thing this week.
So I know Brittany has used these face masks, so maybe she can talk about them more. I don't know how many of them you've used yet. I've only used one so far out of this pack.
So I gave away all of the ones that I purchased for my, because I was going to keep half and give half to you, and then I ended up giving them between my two moms. So, So I've been using the ones that I gave you, and I don't remember the name of them either. I need to go run and look for them.
But I think I'll found put it. The links. It's the Dermal Korea Collagen Essence Full Face Masks.
Yes, and I used one that had royal jelly in it, and it was just so moisturizing. My face felt like heaven the entire day. So yeah, and they do, like, I like the Tony Moly, because it's stuff that you actually eat. And so it's like fun. It's like, oh yeah, I know about broccoli, I know about red wine, I know about aloe. But the other kind, and I'll put a link, to these ones too. They mainly, they're just like a lot of weird shit that, like, I've never thought about putting on my face, but I'm like, okay, let's do it. So yeah, I love the masks. They're a fun thing to do. Like, I've been getting up super early because I'm still not truly adjusted to the time, and I'm okay with it because I'm cool with getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and getting stuff done. And I wake up and I get ready for the day, and then before I leave for work, I've been like doing a mask or doing my nails or something just to feel extra cute, and it's so helpful. Give yourself that time.
Extra cute.
And it's so cheap, too, to feel like you're doing something, like, super awesome for yourself. Like, you are doing something super awesome for yourself, but it's, like, a $2 commitment.
Yeah.
For, like, 25 minutes of pleasure, and then, of, like, you know, having the mask on, and then, like, fleeky scan all day. Like, yes.
Fleeky skin all day. That's what we're here to make sure you have. The fleekiest. So, yeah.
Not flaky. Fleeky.
Yes. Not flaky. Fleeky. Not flaky. Fleeky 2017.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
For that awesome check.
Thank you. Alright, guys, so we just had our ticket, and we are going to introduce a new segment that you will be hearing until the end of time with Black Girls Laughing. Brittany and I have been talking with you guys about the current political climate, and, I mean, a lot of people have reached out to us and said they've come to our podcast to hear more about what's going on in the world. they care about what we think about what's going on, which will always be strange to me, but it's flattering nonetheless. And really thinking about how we want to shape this podcast, whether it's going to address everything at one time, we could easily get bogged down with all these executive orders that are happening, all the people that are being appointed to run this country, the crimes against people of color and women that we see every single day. And we could end up talking to you guys for an hour about this stuff and never talking about anything else. And next thing you know, it just becomes a rant instead of a place where you can laugh, which it's called Black Girls Laughing. We want you to use this podcast as a form of self-care, to see yourself reflected back in a form of media, which thankfully we're seeing more of, and really use us to just be a highlight, be something good in the midst of all of this craziness. So we are introducing a new segment, which, thanks to a night out with a few friends and a few beers, is going to be named the Anxiety Corner. In the Anxiety Corner, we're going to set a very short time limit. We're going to give ourselves, and we haven't decided, you know, 2 minutes, 2 minutes each. 2 minutes, we each get a minute. But that is when we're going to talk about whatever seriously crazy thing happened, whether it was a new executive order, whether it's like Betsy DeVos now being the head of education for the entire country, which is insane. We're going to take that 2 minute time, freak out, talk about it, and then there'll be a buzzer at the end and we have to move on. I think it's really important for us in terms of self-care. I mean, social media, we see everything repeatedly all the time, articles constantly being shared, constantly checking the news to be up to date with everything, and we hope you're all doing that too. And we'll start linking to podcasts that are talking about these individual issues in more depth than we are, but we don't want to get sidetracked. And suddenly this isn't Black Girls Laughing, this is Black Girls talking about the impending doom of every day in Trump's America. We'll still talk about, you know, ways to take action, organizations that are doing good things to resist these things. I know a couple people have reached out to me and said that they heard of Safety Pin Box, which is by our friend Leslie Mack over at Interracial John, through this podcast, which is awesome. And I hope that you are checking out the things that they're doing, because it's blowing up and it's really freaking awesome. So we'll still talk about things like that more in depth, but we're not going to sit here and talk for half an hour about the executive orders that he's signed or how public education is going to cease to exist within the next 4 years. So yeah, the Anxiety Corner, 2 minutes for us to freak out about Trump's America, and then we move on. We all move on to something that makes us happy, that makes us laugh, that makes us giggle, cackle, roar.
Yeah, and if you do want to hear someone talk about for an hour about the executive orders, I just want to, like, give you a couple of podcasts that are, like, giving me a little bit of sound mind. And they've just been really helpful. First one is through BuzzFeed, See Something, Say Something. It's a podcast that centers Muslim voices, and they're talking, and of course they're talking very much about the travel ban. The Indivisible podcast, it's through WNYC. I've talked about the Indivisible Handbook, which is your handbook to the resistance. And they are just kind of going through questions and talking to, if you want to hear a lot of different perspectives, want to hear Trump supporters talk about their opinions about executive orders, about certain policy, And in contrast that with people that are more progressive, it's really great to hear the full view of the world, of the United States. Because you don't want to just be listening to a vacuum. And then the Washington Post has a podcast called Can He Do That? So every crazy thing Trump does, they go and they look at the law and see how, if it's actually legal for some of the things that he's doing. And spoiler alert, most of it's illegal. And then there's Pod Save America. It is with Jon Favreau and all these people that wrote speeches for Barack Obama. They have their own podcasting network now, and they sit and they talk about policy hardcore. And what I like about it, since they were inside of Obama's administration, they compare the things that Trump gets away with, and they say, like, what if Obama tried to do that, and how fast they would have, you know, strung him up and impeached him if he had done even close to the amount of executive orders that Trump has been doing. So those are my recommendations if you're really trying to, you know, get some political, get really educated on what's happening in the political landscape. Some of them get, like, super duper granular and, like, really talking about the Constitution, talking about past precedent laws, really examining the language of these executive orders, looking at the actions of what's happening back and forth, and just in Washington and how it's completely different from how it is not normal and how it is so drastically different than what we know in America and politics in America. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll link to those so you can check them out and be on the lookout for the Anxiety Corner in the next episode.
Woo!
Woo-hoo. Anxious 2017.
Yes. So I want to take us back to 1992 for our throwback jam. And my throwback jam is a song that was probably one of my favorite songs as a little girl. And, you know, 1992, I was 5 years old. Were you even born? Yeah, you were born. You were born in 90.
How rude. I was 92. So offended by that.
So I've been, you know, everyone was watching the new edition BET movie, and I still haven't watched it. And I, shame on me, I'm a bad girl. But I will get to it. But I love New Edition, but the black boy band that I liked when I was in 1992 was Jodeci for me.
Oh, God.
And my throwback jam is Come and Talk to Me. I really want to meet you. Can I talk to you? I really want to know you. I mean, it probably is a song that started all of the terrible, like, catcalling that is our lives now.
Oh, my God.
But at least they do it in a nice way with a just like, can I talk to you?
Excuse me?
In 1992, I was down with it. So, you know, now as we are more woke to sexism, but I love that song. Cause like when they break it down, they're like, I wanna know, and they're like, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby. It's just a good song. I love it.
Sure.
Check it out.
Right.
Do you not like that? You don't like Jodeci?
I like Jodeci. I just love how it probably, you know, jump started all the catcalling we experienced today. No big deal. NBD.
But it's a good song. It's a good song. It's not, they ain't saying, hey, shorty, yo, oh, you got a fat ass. They ain't doing that. So.
So they like kind of okay.
Yeah, no, they just want to talk. They just want to know your name.
Goodness. What a throwback jam, y'all. What a throwback jam.
Okay. So, I guess it's time to do our final segment.
Final segment already? What the
heck? Yeah. I know, it's only, we've been recording for like an hour, so girl, like, yeah. We're right on schedule.
It just feels so quick, this episode.
You know, we did our job, and we just flew through our other stuff, and here we are. So, giggle, cackle, roar!
Roar. You go first.
So, okay. I'll go first. So, I've been also watching People versus O.J. Simpson. And there's so many things that I, like, have selective memory of that the show has been, like, jogging my memory on. And the one thing is, I always thought that O.J. was driving the white Bronco. And I was like, who the hell is A.C.? Malcolm Jamal Warner kills it. He plays Al Cowlings, or A.C., who was, like, the poor man's O.J. Simpson back in the day. And it was, like, O.J.'s, like, best friend. And he was driving the Bronco and was talking to the police during that infamous chase/police escort. And one of the 911 callers is like, is everything okay? And he's like, what kind of stupid question is this? Everything is terrible right now. And it was just so truthful and so real. And just like, I don't know, he was just like the epitome of someone that is gotten pulled into someone else's crazy and has to deal with all of this nonsense now. And like, his life is in a total breakdown. OJ is going through all of it in the back with a gun to his head. And I was just like, who is this Al Cowlings? So, what was that noise?
Sorry, that was my computer being crazy, y'all.
Okay.
My bad.
So Al Cowlings, he actually went to jail he was charged with aiding a fugitive. He didn't go to jail. He was charged with aiding a fugitive. And the craziest thing that he did, since he was a part of the chase, is that he created a 1-900 number where anyone could call him and ask him questions about his life, but nothing about the trial. But, you know, everyone was wanting to ask him questions about the O.J. Simpson trial. And he was charging people $2.99 a minute to talk to him. Homeboy made over $1 million off of that scheme.
Brilliance.
O.J. actually stole A.C.'s and OAC's high school girlfriend and married her and had multiple children with her. But dude still was like his best friend no matter what. Didn't care. Was still ride or die even though he stole his girl. Like, AC is so sad. What was the other like really terrible thing about him that I was just like, oh my gosh, this guy is ridiculous. So he's my cackle because he's just like the number one scrub. Like, just that dude sitting on the passenger side / driving your car because you are bigger than celebrity. OJ's best friend, Al Cowlings.
What a life.
But then also, just shout out to Malcolm Jamal Warner and playing this character, I think, so well. He just made me so interested. Like, who is this guy? Who is he?
Well, now we know.
Yeah. Like, he played some football. And it's so funny. He looks just like OJ.
Yeah.
Like, they could be cousins.
Yeah. I did not know that. I'm excited to read more to whatever you link to teach us more about that. Because I had no idea. Oh, my.
Like, he apparently, like, OJ called him and allegedly called him. I don't know. He called him and said, oh, and, like, confessed to what happened in it, like, the night of the murders. And he told a porn star, and then the porn star, like, went on TV and told everyone. It's just so crazy. Oh, I can't wait to watch the rest of this. Can we talk about that show?
Yes.
like, once we finish it? Because, like, yes. I want to talk about it.
Maybe we should
so bad.
Live tweet about it when we watch it, too.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm going to watch it next, but probably this week. So we should talk about it and tweet about it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
what you got?
So my giggle is at Akila, also known as Smoothie Freak, on Facebook. She does a lot of vlogging. She's pretty funny. I've followed her on social media for a bit, and Friday she posted a video talking about someone who I, like, hate talking about because their job is to, like, have people talk about them, and she's just awful, but the nicknames that Akila gave this person made me giggle so much that I have to give a shout out. She put a video out about Tomi Loren. Ugh. And the names, it was like Tammy Lohan, Terry Lovato, Tony Lobotomy, I think Toby LaGuire. So, like, those nicknames alone, like, you win. And again, I, like, go back and forth for, like, any opportunity to, like, slam her. I'm like, someone please do. But also, like, her job is to be talked about and shared on Facebook. And, like, that's what gets her views and money and, like, has catapulted her to whatever gross level of fame she's at. So, I go back and forth between ever even mentioning her name. But those, like, my giggle is those nicknames. Toby LaGuire, I think.
Toby LaGuire
is the winner for me.
Yes.
So we'll link to the, obviously we'll link to this hysterical video. And she has a bunch, so check her out. It's a good, awesome black girl that will make you laugh that you should support. So that is my giggle.
Yay.
Yay.
We did another episode.
We did another episode. Guys, we're back and blacker than ever.
Oh my gosh. Well, have a great week.
Yeah. I hope you guys laugh with us this week. I hope that you at us during the Grammys. Or afterwards and say, girl, you were wrong. Or, girl, I can't believe it either.
Yeah. Please, like we said, if you're a musician, send us your music. We want to include you in our show. 2, we're going to be a year, like, tomorrow. So let us know what you've liked over the past year. Like, give us a shout out.
Yes, please.
And then if you haven't gone on iTunes yet to leave us a review, what this is a perfect anniversary gift that you can give us. It's just going on to iTunes and giving us a 5-star review and saying a couple of nice words about us. Also, share this podcast with your friends. If you like it and you like your friends, maybe they'll like it too.
Yeah. Get us more listeners. Add to the squad. Yes.
Yay. And then, you know, go to blackgirlslaughing.com. There's still a survey up on there if you want to, you know, fill that out. And, you know, email us at blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com.
Yeah, and find us on Twitter and Instagram at BLKGirlsLaughing4NoG. And on Facebook, facebook.com/blackgirlslaughing. Also, bear with us. I've been saying I wanted to redo stuff, and I finally started doing that today as we record this. So if you're looking for something and you can't find it right away, or, I mean, the website looks completely different now. So I'm labeling everything. Everything should be even easier to find than it was before. But hopefully you check it out. It looks pretty dope already. Yeah. So
I'm checking it right now.
Check it out. Thanks, guys, for listening as always. We love you.
Yay. See you next week.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. Come on.